Welcome to the January 24th, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Today we welcome Shelley Frost to the Non-Human Radio studio. We're going to learn about the Animal Film Festival, which is coming up Saturday, February 17th, 2018, this year, this February, at the Grass Valley Center for the Arts. Shelley Frost is the director of the Animal Film Festival, which is in its fifth year and has as its motto, Inspiring Compassion Through Film. Shelley is a co-founder of the Center for Animal Protection and Education, also known as CAPE, where she currently serves as creative director, in addition to her role as director of the Animal Film Festival. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, Shelley Frost.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about the Animal Film Festival, Shelley.
Yes, thank you. 5 years ago, CAPE founded the Animal Film Festival because we felt that there needed to be a platform for all these wonderful films that are made around the world telling the stories of animals. So many filmmakers who I personally knew were having trouble finding a film festival to accept their movies, and we thought, well, what the heck? Why don't we start a film festival? I'm a videographer and an editor for many years, and our team had a lot of background in film, and we thought, you know what? I think we can do this. And now here we are 5 years later, and the festival is growing. It's we're increasing the number of films we receive every year. The quality is amazing. It's so difficult to choose, you guys. I watch like 300 to 400 films a year.
Oh my gosh!
I know, and they're all well. Okay, of course you have a few bad apples, but it's just amazing what is being produced out there on behalf of animals and their issues.
That's great. How do films get selected for the...
We have a panel of judges. We have 17 judges, and it's all done online. There's a portal called Film Freeway, and all filmmakers know about this portal, and that's where they would go and find festivals that would apply to their movies, and they find us, and they submit their films, and then I watch every single one of them, and myself and a couple of other people on my team, we decide which ones go up to the judges. So the judges watch between 50 and 100 films a year, and then they're pared down from that.
And so it's the judges who make the final selection for the roster of films?
They rate them based on 10 criteria. One of the most important of those criteria for us is messaging. And the films all come out with a number at the end. So then we look at the numbers and go through the most top-rated ones. And that's where the tough part comes in, because we only have about 6 hours worth of time to fill during the Animal Film Festival. It's an all-day fest. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and ends at between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. And with intermissions. And
oh, good. There's intermissions. So that's good.
Yes, there are. And we have yoga during our intermissions. And we have wonderful vegan food in the lobby, all freshly made, hot food. People can take it back into the theater. And usually the weather outside in February in Grass Valley can be very cold, maybe a little bit of snow. So being inside a movie theater is a really nice place to be.
That's great. So how big is the theater that you screen it in?
It's between 200 and 300 people. We're also including a smaller theater this year at our main venue, because we're going to be showing a film called The Korean Dog Meat Exposé. And it's going to be for audiences 18 years and older. This is a new avenue for us. But we feel it's a very important issue. The director is flying out from Australia be with us. And he's going to actually narrate from the stage the images that will be on the screen. And it'll be quite an interesting 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute short, and then he'll lead a discussion afterward.
Okay, so this is about, is this an undercover type?
Exactly.
Video?
Okay. Yes, you're correct, Jeannie. In fact, he shot it on iPhones, and they did guerrilla style. They snuck in, and we'll hear more about that. I'm not really clear on exactly how they got away with it, but I do know that they did it very secretly.
Okay, but the rest of the films that have been selected for screening are family safe?
Oh, yes. There might be one or two. We put a little symbol on our website, a little rainbow, that it means that there might be some difficult images, but for the most part, they're all very family-friendly. And we have one animated film this year, and most all of them are shorts. We have a few student films and only one feature-length film.
Okay.
People have told us over the years they prefer the shorts.
Oh, okay. And so for our listeners, where would they find out more information?
They would go to animalfilmfestival.org. And then you'll see Festival 2018, and hovering over that, you'll see our film schedule, and all the films are listed. You can watch trailers of the films, read about them, find out which filmmakers are coming. We're having 15 filmmakers come this year.
Oh, that's great.
Which is a record. Yes. And they come and we give them the stage after their film has screened so the audience can hear their story and also ask a few questions.
And how much are tickets?
The tickets are reasonable. They're only $25 for the full day. That does include the additional theater where the Korean Dog Meat movie is showing. Also in that smaller theater, at a different point in the day, we're doing virtual reality. Everybody will be wearing headsets and headphones all at the same time and experiencing going into an industrial pig barn and rescuing humans.
Okay, yes, we did talk about, we've mentioned this in passing on Non-Human Radio in the past as a immersive type experience. I think some groups are using this footage. Is that what you call virtual reality?
Sure.
Experience, uh-huh. I guess this footage is. As an advocacy tool, like on college campuses and such.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. In fact, we've welcomed in DXE to lead this virtual reality. They are the ones who produced the movie. They're bringing in all the headsets. It'll be interesting because the audience will all be experiencing it at the same time. When you see virtual reality demos, usually it's at a little booth, maybe two people have the headsets on, but this will be an entire audience of up to 100 people.
Okay, and looking at the schedule, that virtual reality experience will be happening in the evening.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. I wanted to take a moment here and play a clip from one of the films that we'll be screening. It's called The Southern Fix, and I thought maybe if you'd want to set it up a little bit for us.
Yeah.
Shelley Frost from the Animal Film Festival, which is co-produced by CAPE, the Center for Animal Protection and Education. Go ahead and give us a short setup, and then I'll play the clip.
Sure. The Southern Fix is a 40-minute film directed by Michael Samstag. He will be at the Animal Film Festival. It is about pet overpopulation and why it is so prevalent in the southern states and how we can act in our own lives to try to prevent the problem.
All right, here we go.
What if the entire population of a city like Los Angeles were to vanish in a single year? Over 3 million people gone in just 365 days. What's scary, this is the number of dogs and cats killed in U.S. shelters annually. And this is a hard number to comprehend. So we went on a quest to find out why. Could it be as simple as legislation, spay and neuter, rescue, relocation, education, or adoption? We traveled over 5,000 miles and interviewed experts from the HSUS, ASPCA, Animal Rescue Corps, Animal Aid USA, Companion Animal Institute of Tennessee, Young Williams Animal Shelter, UT Vet School, and dozens of shelters, humane societies, rescues, vets, and volunteers. The story took us to surprising places. It became more than a film about a problem, but a journey to find a solution. Because for us, it became personal.
The good news is, with social media, with films, with documentaries such as this, people become aware and they want to make a change. So, you know, we're fortunate that the word's getting out there, the message is getting out there, and there is a solution. And within 10 years, I think the United States can be very different with dogs, cats, and animals in general.
Okay, that was a trailer for A Southern Fix, one of the short films being shown at the Animal Film Festival. That's going to be held on February 17th in Grass Valley. And our guest on Non-Human Radio is Shelley Frost, who is the director. So tell us about this this film and the awards that are they're going to be given
yes.
at the Animal Film Festival.
Yes, well, we have a wonderful relationship with the Tarsius Foundation, and they have generously donated funds so that we can give these filmmakers cash awards for their work. Now, this year, we're giving away, or rather, the Tarsius Foundation is giving away several thousand dollars to filmmakers who've made shorts 30 to 1 minute long, all about a vegan, plant-based lifestyle. Now, $3,500 is going to the first place winner, $2,500 to the second place, and $2,000 to the third. In addition to this, the Tarsiuses are so generous. They gave us funds to give our feature film a cash award. We're not sure how much it will be yet. And also, our shorts will receive first, second, and third place, and students as well. And it's just amazing, I mean, to be able to provide this kind of award to filmmakers who really struggle financially. So many of them do. It's just so wonderful for us to allow these filmmakers to continue their craft and hopefully tackle more of these important issues and bring us more wonderful films to show to our audience.
Sure, either to tackle it or to enter this area of filmmaking, right? I'm really impressed that you have student films being aired. One of the other ones that I saw is The Invisible Mammal, which is by a student filmmaker and which is very local to us, featuring Corky Quirk, who's the wildlife bat rehabber specialist, and our own regional huge bat colony of Mexican free-tail bats at the Yolo Bypass Wildlife Area, which I'm looking forward to that. So I can't recall exactly. What is the motto of the Animal Film Fest? It's compassion through...
The motto is inspiring compassion through film.
That's great. And so I was feeling that a lot when I was listening to the trailer for A Southern Fix, because it can be a disheartening topic. Goodness knows we talk about enough harsh reality involving non-human animals in the world, and it can be depressing. It can feel like there's no solution, but the way that trailer
it is a good trailer. I want to see the movie now, you know. It did a good job.
And you know, that's an interesting point you bring up, because having an animal film festival, many people say, but I don't want to see sad movies, it's heartbreaking,
right?
I can't handle it. And so we really have to work hard in our selection of films so that everyone finds something that is meaningful to them. We do have several very inspiring films this year that I know people will take away, you know, a happy feeling. But also those harder to watch movies are important, because we always have action items. I mean, it's not in a vacuum that you're watching these movies. There's always something you can do afterwards. And the filmmakers are there to provide petitions, letter writing opportunities. I mean, we even have slides up on our screen that give websites and contact information for organizations whose missions are often behind these films. So it's really an activism event, and we really want it to make a difference for animals as a whole, as well as for people and how they live their lives.
Awesome. Yes. You know, I was kind of curious, over the 5 years you've been doing this, have you seen a different balance of films versus you know, graphic versus more friendly, or have you guys yourselves learned to select a different mix to be more effective advocates?
That's a good question. You know, over the years, it's pretty fascinating. One year, I noticed we had a whole slew of films about marine life. It just seemed to be a theme, and it was not intentional, of course.
Right.
It just happened. And the problems with our oceans and marine life, that just happened. Now, last year was interesting because we had so many films about animals who were once in captivity and were given freedom. And it was a wonderful theme that just happened organically. And so that, you know, I've seen that kind of a trend. This year, yes, I would agree with you. We are seeing tougher-to-watch films. It was a hard year to not accept so many of these films. We had one that was a feature-length film, which are harder for us anyway, just for time constraints, but it came from Spain. It was all subtitled. It was called Empathy, and it tackled every animal rights issue known to humankind, but we couldn't bring it in, just for a variety of reasons. But yes, we are seeing a lot more stronger themed films, and I think that's a good thing.
Cool.
That's great. And so why don't you recap just the subject areas of some of these films, because it's not... I played a clip about dog and cat rescue, basically, but I noticed that there's films that cover wildlife issues. I mentioned the bats. Why don't you go ahead and give us the highlights of some of the other areas so that our listeners can know that it, like, maybe there's some topic that they're interested in that will be covered
Absolutely.
By one of these films.
We have a film called A Horse, A Convict, A Chance for Change. This was also made by a local filmmaker, and it's about a wild horse who was rounded up by the BLM. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that problem. But this horse, instead of going to slaughter, was brought to a local, a prison. The story's about an inmate who rehabilitates the horse, and, of course, they end up rehabilitating each other. It's a wonderful, uplifting film. We do have, a movie called Foxed that is about three foxes who enter a woman's backyard, her garden. She's in the UK. And rather than, you know, interfering in their lives, she just observes them and films them and learns about their behaviors and who they are as individuals. And it's a wonderful film, and we come to find out that she's an advocate against the fox hunt in the UK. So she's, you know, doing some real good work. We also have a film about Patrick Baboumian. He is, they say, the strongest man in the world, and he is a plant-based vegan.
You haven't met me yet, though.
What's that?
You haven't met me yet, to be fair.
Like I said, so-called strongest man, but it's a great movie. He's such a character.
We have talked about Patrick Baboumian on the air before, and so this is like a profile of him and showing his charisma.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes. I wish he could come to the fest, but you guys are fortunate you got to talk with him. But I do want to mention one of my favorite films is The Walrus Whisperer, and the filmmaker will be at the Animal Film Festival. This film comes to us from Canada, and it's about a walrus named Smushy, who is a captive at Marine World, and his trainer, or her trainer, rather, just learned that this was wrong, that she was there, and her health was very poor, and he advocated for her. He quit his job, you know, and it's just a wonderful story about one man. It's kind of in the shadow of Blackfish, and I'm very excited to show this film because we need to get Smushy out of there.
That is excellent. So there's something for everybody, including some vegan food, including some yoga, and 6 hours worth of highly curated, compassionate films that are being offered at the Animal Film Festival, and tickets are available. You can go to animalfilmfest.org, and there's a registration page. There's also a couple of satellite events, one in Sacramento, I believe, and which is showing a feature-length film in Sacramento. So yeah, it sounds like a wonderful event, and I encourage our listeners to check it out and take the short drive over to Grass Valley and attend this. Are there any last comments you want to make, Shelley Frost, director of the Animal Film Fest? Go ahead.
Thank you, Jeannie. But you mentioned the Sacramento event. That is new this year. It's a kickoff event on the 13th of February, a Tuesday night at the Guild Theater. We are screening The End of Meat. and filmmaker Mark Pierschell will be with us. He's coming all the way from Germany. This is an incredible film. It's about a future we all would fantasize about, and he shows the way to get there in this film, that we are going to get there someday. Very uplifting, beautifully done movie, and we're excited to screen it. It's one of the first screenings here in the United States.
Good score. Good for you, yeah. Getting a scoop on a great documentary like that.
Yes.
Okay. And one more time, the URL that folks can go to?
Yes, www.animalfilmfestival.org.
I love it. You got a good URL.
Yeah, 5 years ago, we nabbed that.
Yeah.
That's great. And then I just want you to take a moment before we close just to give a shout out to CAPE and tell us what that organization does and has been doing.
I appreciate that. My friend J.P. Novick and I founded the organization 25 years ago, Center for Animal Protection and Education. We have a sanctuary in Grass Valley. We rescue animals with special needs. We have many senior citizen animals. In fact, I hadn't been there for a couple of weeks. I went 2 days ago, and I told JP, my goodness, the noise level here has increased. And that's because we've brought in so many new rescues recently, goats, mini donkeys. We have a herd of donkeys from the BLM. But it was just funny, all the braying and the baying and the squawking, it just made my heart soar knowing we're saving so many lives. And funds raised from the Animal Film Festival go to the sanctuary to allow us to rescue more animals.
Oh, excellent. And what's the URL for CAPE?
Yes, it's capeanimals.org.
Very good. Thank you so much, Shelley Frost. I'm going to let you go now, and we're going to carry on with the show. You're listening.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being our guest. Thank you. You're listening to Nonhuman Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms, and we've been listening and speaking with Shelley Frost about the upcoming Animal Film Festival on Saturday, February 17th at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. And now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. I'm going to hog the phone for a little bit longer here. We have some great events in Chico coming up. Tomorrow night we have the Plant-Based Chico Monthly Meeting hosted by Plant-Based Chico.
That didn't happen.
So we have the Plant-Based Chico meeting at the Chico Guild Hall on Thursday, January 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. The topic of this month is going to be how to prevent and reverse heart disease. Organizer Nancy Norby Matthews puts together a program to support people transitioning to a whole foods, plant-based, no salt, no oil, no sugar diet. January 26th in Sacramento, the Professional Bull Riders Protest will be going on in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. The Professional Bull Riders 25th Anniversary Show is coming to Sacramento this weekend. Join activists Stacy Sanders and Mark Ennis to send a clear message to the Professional Bull Riders Association that animal lovers will not tolerate animal cruelty by leafleting and educating the public at the Golden One Center. You can find out more information on their Facebook event, which is linked to the calendars at Nonhuman Radio's Facebook page. This weekend, on Saturday, January 27th, we have two events I want to let folks know about. One is in Sacramento, so a little bit of a drive. It's the Sactown Veg Fest 2018 on Saturday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Sacramento Charter High School. That is the third annual Sactown Veg Fest. The program will include speakers, vendors, and exhibitors and is all vegan. And if you don't want to drive so far, the Chico Vegan Meetup is hosting their January potluck. Vegans, vegetarians, and omnivores are all invited to join the Chico Vegan Meetup potluck on Saturday, January 27th at 6 p.m. at the Chico Library Community Room. And Plant-Based Chico will be having a special table, as always, for their whole foods, plant-based, no salt, no oil, sugar, or sugar goodies. You can find potluck details and the schedule for the whole year at chicovegan.com. And we have a Making Miso from Scratch workshop on Monday, January 29th, hosted by the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals. That will be at the Sky Creek Dharma Center on Monday, January 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com. And you will learn to make miso from scratch from either soy or chickpeas. and you will get to take home 1 pound of 1 year fermented soy or chickpea miso. So you can register and pay for that class at brownpapertickets.com. And that is it for the calendar of events. We have one last piece of business to take care of, and that is the Animal Rights Quote of the Week. Take it away, Danny.
The world said goodbye to novelist and poet Ursula K. Le Guin this week, so I thought in her honor we would share a quote from her work for this week's Animal Rights Quote of the Week. She was not known to be an animal rights activist, but she was inspirational and through her works led the way for her readers to always think for themselves. This quote is from her 1980 essay collection, The Language of the Night, in which she wrote, "The only questions that really matter are the ones you ask yourself." Rest in power, Ursula K. Le Guin. And while you're pondering that and thinking about the questions you're not asking yourself about your food choices, we're going to leave you with another quote from our guest Shelley Frost, who commonly says to people, "You don't have to like animals, just leave them alone."
That's all. It's quite simple.
I like that one. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks to Bill Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next. She's been hard at work on a great show.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, hunted, raced, experimented upon, electrocuted, and otherwise abused.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against.
This is Danny Toms and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan. This is FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Channel.